and the shit's all crackly.
Really?
Feel free to join in.
We...
1, 2, 3, 4.
We are
Potters. Oh, fuck.
1, 2, 3, 4. We are Potters and Pals. Podcast. We are Potters and Pals. Podcast. We are Potters and Pals. We're here with FMK.
Yes, I'm gonna bring you your day.
Our partners and pals.
Podcast.
Donnie's a little bit nervous.
Feeling good.
Woo!
All right.
Woo! High five.
We're partners and pals.
Okay.
I'm Donnie
High
B.
Fives. High fives.
Yeah.
Donnie, give me. And I'm Sean Magnum.
And we are here with FMK.
Everybody introduce themselves.
Yes. And what you do in the band.
I'm Connor. I'm guitar and vocals.
Shannon, drums.
I'm Riley. I'm not important.
Aw.
That means you must play bass.
The not important member, though, if that member screws up, it throws everything off. So, like, the most important.
Yeah. Before we start today, on behalf of the response, Sean and I would like to thank our weekend tour mates, Play Nine, Stitch, and everyone at Dubtopia, Some Kind of Nightmare, Mongo,
Cave City of the Rocks Glass.
The Rocks Glass and Girls, Girls, Girls Burritos.
Yeah.
Thank you for a wonderful weekend last week.
Yeah. And whatever that one hotel,
Baymont.
The Baymont. Yeah, the other place, Sleep In, told us, we ain't got any rooms here.
And he just they looked at us. And just goes, we're full. I'm like, all right,
man. But
we're like Sleep In the parking lot.
But the Baymont was so nice to us that they found out we were playing the Rocks Glass and gave us the punk rock discount, which actually came to 138. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it worked out.
Yeah. Hell, I slept in the car.
So how are you all?
Pretty good.
I'm good. We're doing fucking.
I'm surprised.
Forever.
Surprised you guys aren't playing tonight. You guys are like playing like every single night usually, aren't you?
I think the only reason we're not playing tonight is because we're playing Sunday.
Yeah. You all play more than Plague Nine does.
I know, and that's like hard to do. Like they play like 8 nights a week, and you guys play like 10 nights a week. I don't know how.
I don't know how we do it, yeah.
It's.
We keep doing it. Here in October, we're playing the 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Oh, yeah. One's an out of town show.
One's an out of town show.
Oh, where?
Terre
Haute Treehouse.
Yeah.
Oh, in prison. The prison town. Okay.
I've heard of that.
My cousin got out of there. Well, like a cousin.
I've heard that Terre Haute's actually like becoming like a cool place to play too. So
I mean, they're paying us for it.
Yeah, what is it? The Treehouse?
Yeah,
or something
called the Terre Haute Treehouse or something.
Yeah, I've heard of that place.
Yeah.
Pumpkin Guts is playing that, aren't they?
Yep. Playing with Pumpkin Guts. Some couple other bands.
I got Worms.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't forget I Got Worms. And then two other that we haven't played with yet, but
love that name.
We will. Yep.
I'm gonna be at both those Air Devil shows coming up. Because I'll probably be bartending, honestly, but I'm going to be there either way.
Nothing. I just heard a ding. I have to check. I got kids. I got to look
at
mine.
I know you got kids. It's cool. Speaking of the kids and horror and all that stuff, okay, Stranger Things has put out some more food. They've put out the Scoops Ahoy ice cream. Actual 7 flavors of Scoops Ahoy from Molly and Steve Harrington. And yeah, I had to rub my hair for
I understood some of those words.
But I don't know if y'all are into Stranger Things.
I am, yeah.
Never seen that.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine they're like 5 years early putting this out because last season they put out all these pizzas and.
Which were really good for frozen pizzas, I thought.
Really? I heard they were shit.
I enjoyed them. I was pretty hyped up on the whole, like,
they tasted like shit, but it was awesome.
Yeah, fair enough.
And we went to Walmart before we watched it. We had a marathon at my house. And, it was cool.
We made our own Neapolitans with Rocky Road, strawberry cheesecake ice cream, and what? Chocolate chip cookie dough for our vanilla flavor?
I think it was cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. That's, yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
The Stranger Things.
Sounds like a lot of effort, not going to lie. But
And I've said this on a million episodes, but Linda Harrison from, is that her name?
Hamilton.
From Terminator? Hamilton. From Terminator's going to be on this upcoming season whenever it comes out.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about that then.
Yeah.
Are y'all big Terminator fans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my name is Connor, so I get the Sarah Connor reference from every person I meet.
Have you seen this boy?
See, I get the reference. I always get told to shut the fuck up because my name's Donnie.
No.
Oh, you're out of your element, Donnie.
It sucks. I love that movie, but I hate it when people just scream at me.
I noticed, like, it's like ever since that movie's come out, you made a point to know what you're talking about in conversation.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're not out of your element.
Yeah, I try never to be out of my element. So when was the last show y'all played? Was it this past weekend?
This morning.
I think it was
this morning.
Saturday.
I knew it wasn't going to be that far away.
Okay. Yeah, we played Air Devils.
Losers 8-1-2 last Friday.
Yeah, and we played Air Devils on Saturday.
Yep.
I forgot about the Losers show.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of Losers? We just went there for
I like
the
Losers.
Term.
I like the place. I don't like the name because I feel like it pushes people away.
Really? I feel like it's kind of
a
weird thing.
I know how it was when you all went
like,
there.
I get it, but I feel like the average, like... If you're trying to market to a big general public and then try to get, you know, at least entertain a few. I don't know, but that's just me. But I think it's a great club.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
They have good food.
Fucking the first time we played there, they let us hang our deer head from the ceiling with their extra quarter-inch cables.
Well, see, that's a plus.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
That was pretty fucking dope.
When I went there, it seemed like the entire bar was like the cast of a sitcom.
They all know each other.
I mean, that's
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah,
like,
that vibe.
And
everything's so separated. Like, you can hang out there and not be anywhere near the music.
I was there, I've been there, four times, and I didn't even know they had an arcade until the last time I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have an arcade.
I didn't know they had an arcade till just now.
Nestled back behind the bar.
It's, away from the bar so that you can specifically go in even if you're not fucking 21. And, it's just fucking completely...
It's got kind of a sex dungeon vibe.
It does. It's got a weird chair where they've, sawed the arms off of it, and I don't know what's going on there, but I don't like it.
I didn't realize that
hopefully it's
the stage that is partially outside. I didn't realize that till I watched all of Jim Harrelson's set and then realized when God Awful was put, I'm like, oh shit, I can go outside. But that was cool.
Under a canopy, so.
Yeah.
I think outside, but inside. Did they take door when you all played? Because they forgot to take door when we went.
Sometimes they take door. Sometimes they don't.
I don't even know how they really enforce
it. It's kind of Air Devils level of enforcement, where it's sometimes not.
It depends who set up the show at Air Devils.
Yeah.
If we set up the show, we're getting paid. We got somebody at every door.
But we still, let all the regulars in for free
because
they're 80.
They don't care about the fucking music. They want to play pool and drink cheap, shitty beer.
Yeah.
But you do get some people that, start coming to and paying for shows afterwards, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I know at the last show we did there, me and Amanda were at the door, and somebody was like, no, I'm not here for the bands, but I'll pay. And I'm like, cool. that's nice.
Yeah.
If I get into a show for free, I love getting in for free. Always get in for free, and then I can spend all my money at the merch booth.
Yeah, same.
Have y'all met Alan? Up at Air Devils, the old guy with the gray hair and the mustache.
There's a lot of people.
I was gonna say,
That man is a legend.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if his stories are true. This guy, according to him, and people tell me it's true, but he's okay. You hear about people meeting Muhammad Ali all over Louisville.
Right.
So he says he drove for him. He said he drove for Meyer Lansky, the old gangster back when he was in Miami. And then I've heard legends about him just. Doing other shit I probably shouldn't say on there. But he's a badass, and he's a guy who tried to start something with Trey.
Is that the guy that tried to fight Trey?
Yeah, and I mean, he was, he was kind of in the wrong, and they had to get him to leave, but, he's a fixture there. He's one of the...
beat that old man's ass.
That old man would fuck you up, dude.
None of me and Trey tag team.
No, because Trey was like, I got all my friends here. He's like, you're going to fucking need them.
I know, that's...
I shit myself a little bit.
When he said that, I was like, fuck. Like, I mean, the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, you're in this with Trey. You and Trey are about to get beat up by an old man. In a 2-on-1 scenario, you're going to lose. And, yeah. Luckily, nothing happened. I would have still swung at him, though.
Damn.
If I had to.
On an old man like that? Damn.
Trey's my boy. Yeah.
He's my boy, too. But, I mean,
that dude was not in the right, though.
Well, that's why we handled it a different way.
So what
he
happened
was not
was,
in the right, yeah.
Trey had the merch booth set up, and this guy just came over and took his arm and just slid everything off the fucking table.
After talking to him about, like, you know, while he was setting it up, he was kind of helping him set it up, and then all of a sudden he's like, I want to play bumper pool.
And Trey goes, and the dude got in Trey's face, and Trey just really loud goes, somebody get this old man before I drop this motherfucker! The bartenders are running over and stuff.
Yeah, like.
And Trey goes, you're too old and you're outnumbered, dude. And he's like, I don't give a fuck.
He's like, I got all my friends here. And that's what he's like, you're gonna need them. And
I want to play some goddamn bumper pool.
Oh, it was.
I would not want to fight that old man. I'm not even going to lie. I got a messed up hip. He gets one good shot in on me. Plus, I heard he can headbutt really hard. I've heard legends about that man. But, yeah. Anyway.
God bless Air Devils.
I love Air Devils. I used to be terrified to go there.
It's scared to death. First time I went there. It was on Trey, when Trey turned 21 at midnight, and that's when Air Devils was just known as a biker bar, so we were just like, what are we doing? And as soon as we walk in the door, I knock over this dude's beer, and I'm like, fuck, I'm like, dude, my bad, I got you, and he's like, oh, it's no big deal, I'm like, oh, okay, and then
I
don't know,
50 for it, fucking whatever.
There was all kinds of like, there was like a bunch of drunk people though about ready to fight outside, and we're like, yeah, let's just go somewhere else. We were wusses back then.
Were you guys over there when they still had the chicken wire up around the stage?
No.
Oh, they
did
had
they
it for
really
a long time. Yeah,
they roadhoused it.
Yeah, no. If you like look at the stage, you can still actually see like little chunks of fucking chicken wire in some places where they just like brad nailed that shit in there.
Oh, that's
that was quite a place.
Did you play there when it had?
I wasn't even in Louisville when that was a thing. I just saw pictures. I used to play with this band called Amongst Vultures. It's been around for a fucking long ass fucking time. And one of their first music videos, they were in behind the chicken wire and they're getting shit thrown at them. It was great.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I wish I still had the chicken wire.
It'd be dope, but man, loading onto a stage covered in chicken wire.
Yeah.
But if it were a chicken wire bar, you couldn't have the drag shows there now. Like, they have a lot of different stuff now. It,
yeah.
Like, brings people in.
Yeah.
Right.
You could do that with a... I wonder if they just... If we could just put it up for one show.
Honestly. We've done more shit for one show at Air Devil.
Right? Yeah.
That fucking disco show was nuts.
Yeah, that was fun. I remember we went in there that one day and it was just bikers. Like, it was, they had
yeah,
that.
Bikers
that,
everywhere.
Yeah,
and then there was
like a potluck or
some
something.
Guy fucking passed out and they had like,
oh yeah, the
yeah, and there were like
there,
three
yeah.
ambulances and a fucking stack of fire trucks. And the guy was fine at the end of it. He walked out.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever go over to Queen of Sheba when y'all play Air Devils?
I fucking love Queen of Sheba.
I never go when
I go there, but I live just down the road. So fucking.
I don't know what they are. They're like little fried pods with like chicken and stuff in them. Oh,
it's like their version of samosas.
Right.
Yeah. I forgot what they call them.
I have no clue what anything there is, but it's all so good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
And Bear Nose is always a nice little treat.
Never been to Bear Nose. Yes. I've been to Bear Nose up in Ohio, but not the one, never down here.
I want to try La Relais, but I feel like if I went from Air Devils there and came back, I might get beat up.
What's that?
It's the French place. It's in the Bowman Field building.
I've never had French food.
There's good. I mean,
like
crepes.
Crepes are amazing.
Crepes are amazing.
French dip and French fries is really like as.
Oh, well, French dude made the French dip in L.A. So, or French descent. I don't know, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Air Devils. Yeah. When's y'all's next Air Devil show?
Soon.
The
13th.
It's October 6th.
Yeah. With fucking
Yogi. A buddy of mine and his band from Western Kentucky, Paducah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're coming in, Yokai.
They're two
guys.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah, I'll be there then.
October 6th.
Yep, October 6th.
Well, that's Friday,
think,
right?
We've got SEO and Sudden Guts, I think, also, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
and
then Sudden Guts. I don't know about the other band.
I can probably be at that show.
That'd be sick, yeah.
You'll kind of kick ass.
Because the punk rock night that week is on a Thursday, and it's Ska night, by the way.
Ooh.
Cody X are playing.
Oh, Ska.
Yeah. And Vic and Dave from the Slackers.
Yeah.
I never listened to a lot of them. At the time when I heard them, I didn't appreciate them, so...
Yeah,
but
same.
I just, you know, but once I started listening to Toots and the Maytals and like Bob Marley, I kind of got it a little more.
Yeah. Don't forget Jimmy Cliff. I got to see Jimmy Cliff and Toots, and yeah, that's just a little brag. Nothing to do with the show. Just had to put that out there.
Okay, so y'all are basically like things like kind of horror, punk, rockabilly, whatever,
I mean,
horror themed or a little bit?
No, not really. Yeah.
So.
I do like horror makeup and shit on the reg, but that's,
yeah,
that's about it.
Kind of like an anything goes.
Yeah.
Like general vibe.
Yeah. We're a variety show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
we did that Partners in Palace show with you all, that was the first time I saw you all, and liked how I couldn't really put like y'all into like one group, you know, like y'all are kind of all over the place. Plus y'all did Hey by the Pixies, which is really cool, because nobody knows that Pixies song.
Pixies songs are hard to fucking do.
Yeah.
And people kind of underestimate Kim Deal. Like, she plays simple bass lines, but if you're a bass player that plays all types of complicated stuff, to just chill out and play those simple bass lines is kind of hard to do.
Yeah, it's just hard. I like being hyperactive.
Yeah.
Being contained sucks.
Yeah, we saw them back in 2011. When
they did the whole Doolittle album.
Oh, that'd be,
so
good.
That's good. When Kim was still in the band.
Yeah.
And it was cool. And then I saw them a few years later open for Weezer, and Kim wasn't in the band. Are y'all laughing at Weezer? Y'all are laughing at Weezer.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, go ahead and laugh. It's
just
cool.
A weird combination.
Yeah.
I love Weezer.
Yeah,
okay.
I like Weezer.
Yeah.
I just also like
Weezer
to make fun of Weezer.
Oh, fuck. Like 2001 or something like that.
Oh, really?
That. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I saw them on the fucking Pinkerton tour. And then I saw
them. That's my favorite album by then.
I saw Weezer on the same year I was born.
94?
93? 95.
Oh, okay.
That's when I saw them.
Where were you born? Oh,
was
you
that?
Said. You were talking to him. I thought you were talking to him.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so. 2001. Oh wow, I feel old.
I'm a child.
But you're grown up, so it just means I'm an old ass man.
I'm a very old child.
Yes, I'm old. Damn, that really makes me feel old. 2001, you were born? Jesus.
So this Sunday there's a show.
There is.
That just blows my mind. I'm sorry. My daughter was born in 2008, so I'm like feel like an old man. All right, thanks, guys. Y'all made me feel old.
You're welcome. I'm a helper.
Yeah. I've got a bad hip. He's got the beatus, so we can't.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were going to say
there's
a
show this Sunday.
Holy shit.
Yep, at Tap.
At Tap.
At Tap Room.
Tap Room? The Highlands Tap Room?
Yes. That's the very same.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's going to be, what, two bands?
Yeah, two bands.
Two bands. Holy shit.
Yep. What's the other band called?
The other band is
Alex
Casnell.
Yep.
And the district attorney's office.
And the businessmen, the men of business, the guys who do business things.
Yes.
The board of directors.
Yes,
directors.
There we go. Also, I'm about to look
this
up.
I was like, Riley knows.
I was just fucking around.
I was about to start saying, like, the Internal Revenue Service.
I'm going to fucking introduce them to Alex Casnell and the IRS.
That would be great.
Yeah, they're from Cincy, right?
They're from Cincy.
Yeah.
They're driving down. They're doing the show with us Sunday, and then I think they're doing something else Monday night.
Yeah.
I'm not privy to their plans.
They're doing another podcast, and I want to know who this other podcast is.
You've never heard of Top Level Recording?
No, I haven't.
Really? Okay. I'm not super familiar with this stuff. I don't really do podcasts. I don't know. Not really my thing, even though I'm here on a podcast.
Get out!
Laugh at me.
But no, they do this thing where they just have, like, one room mic, and they haul the band in there and just do one room mic recording, and you get one fucking try, and that's it. And then they release that and do a little podcast on the side, some shit like that.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, so they do. Oh, you all are going to play on it. Or they're going to play on it. I mean, sorry. Yeah. Got confused. But that's cool.
If we could one day, that'd be pretty cool. But nah.
Well, that's cool that there's a podcast in Louisville that's doing the live thing, kind of like the Super Satan Show up in Cincinnati.
Shout out to Super Satan Show.
Yeah.
Super Satan Show. The SSS.
Yeah. So, and we've got, what else? We got the Metal Forge, but yeah.
So, are they going to hook you all up with a show in Cincinnati?
I'm sure we can do that. That's basically where all our shows come from.
Yeah. Let's, every band that comes in from out of town is like, you need to come play at home with us.
Yeah.
You do.
You do. We played there a few weeks ago, and it was awesome. The Maccabee is a really cool venue. So cool. Unbelievably cool, actually.
Have you all seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1?
Yes.
You know the Foot Clan, the place where they recruit you in with cigarettes and skateboarding before they tell you gotta go whack people? It's like that, but except like Master Tetsu's not beating the shit out of people.
We played
at Legends.
Legends,
that was like our second show.
Second or third show. We fucking, when we were still a two-piece, doing the acoustic bullshit.
That sounded good though. You all sounded really good acoustic.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it started. It was just me. The first show...
It was just you for me.
Yeah, I've watched some of your videos by yourself.
The first FMK show that wasn't even FMK yet, I opened for Jim Harrelson, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Trey Kwan.
Fuck yeah.
So, yeah, at Magbar. And then I got hooked up with Riley, like, maybe 3 months later.
Something like that, then we got
the ball rolling, so...
Hell yeah, that's awesome. Now you got Shannon.
So Shannon's, like... The newest member.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Yep.
So, and how long have you been in the band?
I think I came in April.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have such a tenuous grasp of time.
We've played so many shows since you joined.
Yeah. So what was your first show?
Air Devils.
Probably Air Devils, yeah. You can just take a guess and it's usually Air Devils.
I think literally half our shows were Air Devils.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm chill with that. I fucking like it. I like it.
It's so homey. I feel like at home at Air Devils.
Last show was there. We threw some beanbags down. It was chilling.
Oh, yeah. That was one of our best shows.
That was one of our best fucking shows, too.
It was insane.
It's a very homey atmosphere at Air Devils.
Like,
there, the mag, in the backyard of the mag. I feel
comfortable
in the alcove. Those are like the three most comfortable places.
Right, you might get stabbed, but at least you're getting stabbed with friends.
Exactly.
I can't get comfortable at the mag.
In the backyard?
I love the backyard.
I like the mag.
I mean, I used to.
Not a fan of mag bar.
I like the stage. I think part of it is, like you said, is just like debauchery from 20 years ago, memories and stuff.
When I go in there.
But
I feel like it used to be a cool place.
Yeah, that's kind of my feeling, too.
There's never a crowd there that I've ever seen.
Let's put it like this, though. Like, when we were, like, in our 20s and you went to the Mag Bar, nobody ever woke up the next day and was like, you know what, I'm really proud of myself for what happened at the Mag Bar.
Yeah.
That never happened. And now I'm, like, taking my kids there. Like, we're all like, oh, God, I can't believe I'm bringing my kids into a place where
what if they get hit by a car?
Gross shit. Yeah, exactly. That's a thing, too.
I mean, it is... It's cool that they're doing all ages shows, but it's... I think it's hard for parents to want to drop their kids off there.
I know that if I wasn't still going to shows and my kids came to me and was like, Dad, can you drop me off at the Mag Bar? I'd be like, fuck no! I mean, I love the Mag Bar, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, like, if I was somebody that didn't still go to shows, and, like, I know that the Mag Bar's fine, like, they're all ages shows.
I love
like,
playing there.
I've never seen anything, like, bad happen, like, to anybody young or nothing like that. Like, everybody's...
And when something does get too rowdy, they'll drag them out. I mean, that's...
Yeah, like, I've seen people get too fucked up there, and they make them leave. Like, it is a... If you're listening, you can tell your parents that, the Mag Bar is safe, but I'm just saying it's hard to get people to know that, you know?
Yeah.
And a history.
I love the stage and the sound, and they usually have a good sound man working.
Sometimes it's hit or miss, but...
I don't care what anybody says. After, like, about 5 beers, I love the pizza next door.
I've had it once.
I think...
It does the job.
It's too expensive. but that was right there. So it's kind of like, it balances out. Getcha. But I wish there was a Spinelli's next to it or something. Like,
yeah.
I do like Spinelli's. Yeah. That's like my favorite thing about playing Never Say Die.
You guys played at fucking The Enchanted Forest.
No! And I feel like we need
There's a Spinelli's inside of The Enchanted Forest. There
is. Where is this Enchanted Forest?
It's in New Albany, right?
New Albany. It's like... It's like two blocks from Losers.
Yeah.
It's
really? They got an outside stage, they got an indoor stage.
There's another, I think there's like another acoustic stage tucked up in the fucking like massive buildings they've got there.
And it's a massive outside stage.
Yeah, the outside stage is massive, the inside stage is pretty big, and then...
Big picnic seating.
Literally, you fucking step off the indoor stage and turn to your left and there's a Spinelli's inside of the fucking bar. It's nuts.
Is it just pizza or do they do cheesesteaks in that Spinelli's too?
I have no idea.
Probably just pizza. But I'm
that's fine. I love their pizza.
I know they do fucking cheesesteaks at the fucking Enchanted Forest bar because there's like two competing storefronts right the fuck there.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just fun.
Is it in the quadrangle? Or no, that's Jefferson.
No, it's like, I've seen pictures of this place. It is pretty cool. I think Lynchy played there. That's how I heard about it.
Played there a couple times. I found out about it because of fucking Skipping Stone.
Yeah, we played there with Machine Man and Bugbot, right?
Yep, Machine Man and Bugbot was our time there. We need to get there again.
Yeah.
Shoot, we're playing with Bugbot again here soon, aren't we?
I think so. Bugbot's are the ones who got us with that show at Never Say Die that's coming up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
5th of October.
5th of October. Yeah, so it's early October.
Yeah. I still haven't seen them.
They're
on my list of bands I need to see. I haven't seen them. I haven't seen Antimatter.
I finally saw Push Start.
Push Start's great.
I saw them actually open for the Queers. That's how I first saw the God Awfuls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was, where at Diamonds or something? Yeah.
Lily's first show.
Are they still doing shows at Diamonds?
No. Something happened.
I'll say. I remember hearing something, but that's a shame. They had fucking like two stages in it.
That was a cool place to see shows, I thought.
Yeah. Like, it was dope.
Yeah.
Play all the pool you could ever fucking want.
I was never pulling there. But I loved it.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to that show. I just came home from work and passed out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Happens.
He was trying to get me to come out to shows for a long time, though. I was just being lazy. And, I don't know what happened. Sloppy Seconds, that's what brought me back out last year. Sloppy Seconds.
I was going to say the band or...
No, it's definitely the band these days. It was like them and Tiger Sex and Jim Harrelson.
Yeah, they're dope.
That's a fucking lineup. They're amazing. They're really sweet, too.
What was it? I came out to see Belushi and the Kodiaks and Jim Harrelson sporadically, but then once I went to the No Comply that Belushi played, then I started going to like shows again. So that shit was fucking crazy.
Never been to a Belushi speedball show.
Yeah, me neither.
It's a good show. I'm not gonna they definitely make sure to keep it as visual as possible.
Oh, yeah.
They try to at least match the music with visual shows.
Yeah, so. It looks wild.
Yeah.
With the silly string and everything.
So they kind of do what we kind of do, but way more.
Yeah.
More of a mess.
Yeah, it's more to clean up.
I don't clean up that much of a mess. Fuck
that.
Yeah.
So do y'all clean up your messes?
Yeah.
Oh,
we don't
make it that mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
You all seem like you have good manners.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to make a mess at shows, but I don't want to get stuck with cleaning up afterwards.
Making mess looks like fun, but I don't want to be the person that made a mess. You know?
We're getting progressively more ambitious with our stage antics, so we'll see. But I don't think we'll ever get that messy.
Yeah, no.
I feel you. We just turned it up a little bit, too, and it's fun to get more fun out there.
Yeah.
Donnie has a sexy wrestling leotard that he wears.
I saw that, yeah.
Nice.
That's the newest member of the band.
Yeah.
Leotard.
Yeah.
I'm stuck with it now. I thought it'd be funny. I did it like 2 weeks ago when we played with Tiger Sets and did it for you. And
I saw the pictures. Yeah, everybody's been like it's Stan.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
What's best for the band?
Yeah. I mean, I wear leggings to like keep up with them, but. Well, they're actually like thermals. I didn't go out and buy leggings, but they're pretty much leggings.
Yeah.
They look like leggings.
Long johns are just leggings.
But they don't have the long john pattern. They have the legging. They're sexy.
Like the mesh.
Yeah, they don't have the. It's just black tight pants. So.
Just pure seduction.
Oh yeah. Yeah, everybody laughed at me at the alcove.
Yeah, they did. It was funny too. It was so funny because I mean, me and Amanda were used to it, but me and Amanda were standing there talking to Jazzy, and Jazzy walks up, and she's talking to us, and mid-sentence, she just stopped what she was saying, and she's like, the fuck is Sean wearing? And we're like,
stop.
I'm like, this is his new thing.
And she's then,
like, God damn.
I wish I had his legs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did say that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You just watch yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know if your legs should be these legs. You minus the bug bites on my legs, and wow, they're not house.
Yeah, well, thanks.
But
they're pale and hairy and gross, but.
No,
like,
it's talking about mine.
I thought you were trying to say mine were nice, but they're. I was being self deprecating. I was trying to pump you up, and I failed.
Mine were better, but.
Oh. I like the dent. That shit's awesome. Looks like you've been in the war.
What?
The dent.
The dent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does everybody see my dent?
Oh, I see the dent.
Oh yeah.
Are you guys listening and seeing this dent? It's a really deep dent. It's kind of nuts.
I have a dent on my leg.
Yeah.
And it happened when I was 11. I got hit by a car on my bicycle, and both of my bones came out of that.
Ooh.
Bone.
Oh, yeah. Damn. He got hit by a car on his bicycle when he was 11. And
thank you for translating.
Yes, I am.
You know, we need that sometimes.
I was headed home to get ready for my swim lessons at the YMCA.
It's a story about the dent.
Yeah.
So like swim lessons. Tell us about those.
They were fun.
Oh yeah.
Did you swim?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
How many strokes do you know?
I don't know. I mean, I can do them.
I can't do them that good.
Most folks only know two.
Usually,
freestyle and froggy.
I just know the one.
But I don't swim. When I get in the pool, I just like chilling in the pool. Like, I just like.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I hang. Honestly.
Not a big fan of stroking in the pool.
I don't stroke in the pool anymore. But, like, I usually just like listen to music and smoke weed and just sit there and just like chill. Like, it's hot out. Like, maybe I'll put my head under. That's it.
I tried to do a butterfly down in Clearwater and like mildly pulled my shoulders. I was like, you can't even swim. Why'd you attempt that one? Like, I mean, I did learn to swim, but swim lessons had nothing to do with it. I just slipped one day and started doggy paddling, and then I wasn't afraid anymore. And
Yeah.
And then the next year, my dad, like, accidentally made me trip, so I'd put my head in the water. Get over that. He got tired of it. I feel him. He just yanked my foot from underneath, acting like it was an accident. But I was like, you know, 2 feet of water and realized it wasn't all that bad. That's my story.
I didn't realize Aviv was such a savage.
Dude, I mean, he's first generation American, and you know, his family came over in steerage, so he still has a little bit of that old school in him.
Yeah.
He's chill. He's a nice guy and all, but when he's pissed, I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but I want to clear the room when he's pissed.
Oh, man. So, what, do y'all have any new music coming out?
Very soon.
Yeah, very, very soon. We got some music that's going to be ready to go here soon.
In the next couple weeks.
We're talking full-length EP, singles.
It's a single.
Yeah,
we got an A-side, B-side.
Yep.
Nice.
We're just waiting on the finishing touches. We're working on some cover art for it, figuring out how we're gonna release it. Like,
what format are y'all going for?
Oh, we're gonna do digital off the bat, but I'd like to get some physical copies. You know, just to sell at shows and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some shit.
You all thought about doing like vinyl and all, or it's kind of crazy though. It's so expensive and there's a rate for it.
I would love to do that for our full length that we're working on, but yeah, I don't know if we want to do that with this one.
Maybe not right away. We're not that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money.
I still want to get my hands on a copy when it comes out. And we will let us know when it comes out, too, because we'll add it to the Partners in Pals playlist.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And that is available on Spotify, everybody. There's every musician that's been on here has something on there. and
name
some
a couple.
Baltimore.
Name one.
L7.
Seven, yeah.
You just,
L7.
L7, Black 77, The Queers, Sloppy Seconds, Screeching Weasel, Zerg Rush, Belushi Speedball, The God Awfuls,
Shitfire. Did you put the Undead on there, or did that not make it because the episode got fried?
Yeah, the episode got fried.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, when you redo it, I will put six or four songs by the Undead on there.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, next time I go visit, you know. But he said he'd do it again. He's like, that's why you got to put a thing underneath it to keep it from getting too hot. Because we were out in the sun, and it was like 90-something degrees, and pewter heated up and just
ate
it.
Oh, I forgot we had treats.
Yeah, Riley's doing some treats. ASMR over there with the bag.
Oh, yeah.
I do want some of those treats.
Yeah, these look so good.
I would like to take a look at it. And Shannon's wife made him and sent that's a
Christina hooks it up every
Christina,
show.
God.
Yeah.
She is the best.
What's her first name?
Christina.
If you're listening.
Christina, thank
you.
She will be,
Very excited.
Go follow her. Fucking GlennLover87 on Instagram.
For those about to bake, we salute you.
Yes, always. True American heroes bake.
Yeehaw.
Right, I love how you're intricately.
I'm struggling, man. I want to be able to carry this shit out when it's done.
I mean, I have another bag. Like, if y'all need one.
Yeah, just cut it.
I was
gonna go all in, brother, but I didn't want to.
Hulk man. Yeah. Oh my
god. This looks good. Right?
Yeah, you went all out.
Chocolate bark type stuff.
Ooh, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's chocolate bark. Oh.
And we got some cookies. Oh man. These are some
those
fucking
cookies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You really went all out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Ooh, these ones have little eyeballs. Fuck yeah.
Little eyeballs.
Candy corn. Holy shit.
Oh, it's chocolate candy corn cookies.
Oh, my God. I fucking love candy corn. Candy corn's my favorite candy.
I'm gonna try
candy.
A little piece of bark.
That hitting, yeah. Got the crumbled Oreos and shit.
Yeah, that's
oh,
good.
My God.
Oh, good heavens. There we go.
Hershey's cookies and cream ain't got shit on this.
I know Sean wants one. Me and Sean are M&M cookie buddies.
Yeah.
That's like one thing that we can agree on.
Damn.
Very much so.
I'll take.
Anyway.
Fuck yeah.
These are.
I might marry this, honestly. These are so good.
Alright, this is the case when y'all come on the podcast. Y'all are always at me on the podcast. Y'all are permanent.
Thank you, Christina. These are amazing.
So good. There you go.
She have a bake business, or is she?
No.
She should.
Yeah, she should.
God.
So good. The only thing I bake is potatoes.
You got an M&M by your balls.
I ate it.
Ball cookie. Everybody give it up for the ball cookie. I'm used to having a live studio audience.
I'm just
dangerous around me.
Here, I'll just move this over and we can just stack them near the microphone. Be professional.
Yeah. Here, you guys want some snacks? Here you go.
ASMR. I'm going to turn the bass up on it so it's all like...
Yeah, if you could like throw like little fuzz in on here, that'd be magnificent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. The Eiffel Cookie Tower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was...
It looks like a seafood tower of cookies. If that makes sense.
I might diabetic OD.
Oh, no, I forgot.
No, seriously, I can only eat so much at one time. But well, I'll be back.
Sean's in on it with the family now, like, trying to tell me what I can eat when we went on...
I've been telling you for years what you can and can't eat.
We went out of town this past weekend.
Like
I just hear.
Couple.
All right, what is that? Yeah. Another chocolate bar?
Well, I ain't got that many friends, dude. I ain't trying to have you croak on me, and then I'm just like.
Or no, you know. All right, a chocolate bar. Add it to the burger and hot dog you just had. And what's funny is you didn't realize that I snuck when you guys went to the bathroom and got another hot dog.
Damn.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Hot dogs are the shit.
Have you ever been to that place, Cookout?
I have not.
It's a fast food restaurant where everything's, like, just grilled.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
Good burgers and They had burgers and dogs.
It's all flame grilled and
fuck yeah.
And it's cheap too. Like, what was a combo? Like, two sides, a drink, and a double cheeseburger.
Like, $10 even.
Oh, that's
for like not bad. Two, three sides.
That's way better than whatever it is, fucking Whiz Burger.
Cheap's my favorite flavor.
Oh, yeah.
I do love Dizzy Whiz.
I'm down with it every now and then.
I gotta tell them I'm allergic to mayo, though, or else I'll put it on. And I can't even get mad at them.
I have to trust them.
Those are fire.
Oh god, you guys ever eaten at fucking Alani's?
Yes! Oh, the Chicago place?
Yeah,
yes!
The Chicago place! God, that's my favorite hot dog in town.
I like Vienna beef hot dogs, those are pretty good. I mean, I tend to go for like Hebrew National or Nathan's.
Yeah, when I'm at the store, I always go Hebrew National, but.
But Vienna beef's good. All their, like, their hot dogs, their, the hot Italian beef stuff they do, it's really.
I'm not gonna lie, fucking Lonnie's best taste of Chicago tastes better than every fucking restaurant I've ever been to in Chicago. Like, this man has better hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
He's winning.
He used to have a location where Holy Grail was on Barstown Road.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know.
Back.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, fair enough. It looks like a pain in the ass to fucking. Running a restaurant looks like a pain in the ass. Working with one sucks enough.
Yeah. I miss it.
That's back when Tap Room was by Mid-City Mall, and they were a known Chicago Cubs bar. So I guess there was like a little bit of a...
Yeah, a little racket going on there.
Yeah, a little...
A good thing.
Yeah. I must say, though, my public opinion, and we're going around, I need everybody's opinion. Nathan's is the best hot dog. Go. We'll start with you. Go around. Are you not a hot dog connoisseur?
Let the man work.
Yeah.
let him cook.
I'll agree with you. Nathan's is a good hot dog. Yes.
It's fucking tight for me. Nathan's is up there, but probably my favorite hot dog that you can just like buy at the fucking grocery store is going to be Hebrew National. I like them Jewish hot dogs, don't you know?
They are really good. They are really good.
They're properly circumcised.
I'm tied between Nathan's and Hebrew National. I'm going to tell you why. I like the meat of... I like Nathan's meat better.
Nathan's got good meat.
He's got good meat.
He's backing.
But I like this... And I still like Hebrew National, but the snap on there... Like, the casing for Hebrew National is better. Like, the snap is a little better.
Yeah.
So
it's got the texture.
But I like... I've kind of slipped over to Nathan's in the past few years. I used to be more Hebrew National, but I started having to bring Nathan's to their house like during the
pandemic. We actually did a hot dog off where we like cut Nathan's and Hebrew National. We got another one, and we taste test them, and everybody was like, "No, Nathan's."
Hebrew National.
Yeah. You're for both.
You're on the fence. You're
so
right.
I really am. I can't.
So it's
like,
pretty much a tie.
Y'all
are going Hebrew National. We're going Nathan. I do. Don't get me wrong. I like Hebrew National. I just think Nathan's is better. But
yeah, I don't blame you.
But if I go to a cookout and somebody's like, "I got Hebrew National," I'm like, "Fuck yeah!"
Yeah, that's a fucking win.
Yeah.
Anything's better than bar ass.
Oh no, I'm spoiled. I can't eat pork hot dogs anymore. They taste disgusting to me. Once I tried a beef hot dog, the pork ones are just gross.
Oh, just you wait. If you ever have like a venison hot dog, that shit
that
fucks.
Crazy.
Yeah. My family's like big deer hunter, all that bullshit. So we just like constantly had multiple chest freezers in the basement full of venison bullshit. And
oh, that's amazing.
I'm a spoiled motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, that sounds good though.
I'll eat venison anything.
Yeah,
steak, sausage, jerky.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's like, I really want another M&M cookie so bad, but I know I shouldn't.
It'll kill ya.
They're so good.
But it'll kill ya.
It's like M&M cookies are like, because I always like grew up, like the chocolate chip cookie was the best. And then like, there's still chocolate chips in the M&M cookies.
Yeah.
It's just like, God damn. Why didn't anybody think of this before? Fucking genius. Like throw some M&M's in there too. Oh my God. They're so good.
Yeah.
There used to be this cookie joint by U of L that would deliver. Huh. And way back when we lived in Germantown, Sean came over and we got really high and ordered like two dozen cookies.
Oh, Insomnia,
Insomnia.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
Insomnia.
Oh, yeah.
Open. I think they moved, but I think they're still open. Yeah, they're still
open. Never had them.
My God. That was like, dude, all right, so I was stoned, so I ate a lot anyway, but these cookies were so good, and we were cooking out. I actually got sick and hungover from, like, eating too much.
Yeah. I had to leave most of them there. I was like, let the kids have them. Yeah. Let the kids have them. They'll take care of those cookies.
So, dude, because I raised them right, and M&M cookies are their favorite, too, because they're the best.
Now everybody's on those crumble cookies. That's what I see all over Crumble Instagram.
Crumble cookies,
man.
Too damn expensive. They're all real pricey. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a brand?
Dry. Yeah. Crumble. Yeah. They it's have like one brand at St. Matthews.
I've tried it a couple times, but Christina makes better cookies.
Yeah, it's just not worth
it. I'm spoiled. Yeah. I can't eat no other cookies. I eat Christina's cookies, and I eat fucking cookie dough out the freezer. That's about all I do anymore.
And once you've had homemade, it's
over.
Yeah.
You're done for.
When I worked at Potbelly, they had three different kinds of cookies. They had a sugar cookie, like a chocolate brownie cookie, and then an oatmeal chocolate chip, which is fine, but they didn't have a regular chocolate chip cookie, and that just bothered me.
That is kind of lame. I do.
It's like, how are you going to do oatmeal chocolate chip but not have a regular chocolate chip?
Do they have oatmeal raisin?
No.
What?
And I don't like raisins, but it just didn't make sense.
I like them in oatmeal raisin cookies, though.
Yeah.
I love oatmeal raisin
cookies. My mom made oatmeal raisin chocolate chip cinnamon cookies, and those were fire. Oatmeal raisin chocolate chip with cinnamon in them.
That sounds
and
solid.
They were, oh my God. I've been trying to get Christina to learn that recipe. I'm pushing for it.
I'll make it.
You hear that, Christina?
It's on the record now.
Chocolate chip, oatmeal, raisin, cinnamon cookies. Did I leave one out?
Chocolate chip,
raisin, and oh wow!
It's just the whole fucking shebang.
Yeah, it's all of them.
It's like a snickerdoodle. Yeah. And
it's a smorgasbord.
Yeah,
nice.
An oatmeal snickerdoodle chocolate chip raisin cinnamon cookie.
Oh, that's what the holidays are vastly approaching, and that means everybody in my house goes crazy and bakes their ass off at like the first week of December. I love it. But unfortunately, with my job, that means I have to work 6 days a week, so I cannot join the baking fun. But at least I get to eat it.
You get to eat it.
Yeah,
that's the winning part.
Yeah, that's the fun part, I guess. But yeah.
You could bake a beef Wellington while I scream at you like Gordon Ramsay.
It's raw! Fucking raw! The freshest thing in this kitchen is that goddamn pigeon.
They work him like a dog during the holidays.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you working at?
No offense here, but I am a
it's
delivery
a delivery
driver.
Service.
Yeah. Okay.
And, delivery service, but not the guys in the brand.
Yeah. Understand. Understood.
Gotcha.
The name of the company sounds like Rednecks.
But they...
It rhymes with Rednecks.
They're better about getting your packages.
Yeah, they are.
Than UPS...
But that job's rough as hell during Christmas.
I bet it is.
And my route's the mall, so it's gonna be crazy on like picking stuff up.
Oof. Yeah.
Oof. One of the malls, the
any of them.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's
something interesting, Donnie?
No, apparently I have unused diamonds on my bingo game. I really need to turn off the notifications on that. Like, I only
you play bingo?
When I'm really
high. What are you, 93?
Like, if you're going to play bingo, play bingo, you know?
Have you ever been to Midnight Bingo, though?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun.
I'm 22.
I will.
Have you ever been to Midnight Bingo?
It's fun. It's because it's
I'm 40 and I haven't been to Midnight Bingo.
Oh, dude. We used to go all the time and shit, dude. I'd get stoned and go and get me a big-ass coffee for like $1 there. It's like a bucket of coffee. And they're like, it's just $1, baby.
And
just sit there and just like die. Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, my dad works bingos on Monday for his center up or whatever.
I'm an eyeball on this one with
So what's your favorite so far? That one? Have you tried any of the others?
I've I haven't tried the chocolate one yet.
I gotta try the chocolate one.
But I do like that. But you know, I'm very partial. These are my. This is my favorite
cookie. I am curious about the with the candy corn.
So are you all candy corn fans?
I specifically am a candy corn.
I can live with it. But
I think it's good. It's
here, I can hold it while you go for it.
I just want to look at it a little bit.
Oh, okay. I was.
Oh, is that pretzels?
If you look, yeah, there's.
Ooh, yeah, that sold me on it. Yeah, I'm gonna try a little.
If you look at it long enough, you'll find some ice to look back at you.
Just trying to absorb it.
Pretzels go good with chocolate, kind of like peanut butter.
They do.
Anything salty with chocolate is fucking good shit.
Yeah.
What was that?
Even sour with the pretzels.
Yeah, even just salt. Just salted chocolate.
Take Five, remember that?
Oh yeah,
pretzel,
Take Five?
Chocolate bar.
Hell yeah!
Remember Fifth Avenue?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just made me think of Fifth Avenue.
Candy.
Yeah.
I do like a zero bar from time to time.
Do they still make those?
I see them around.
I get them sometimes. You've seen me get them before.
Oh, I mean, it's been a while. I mean, I don't remember every candy bar you buy.
God.
Actually, I did have one about 3 years ago. I couldn't finish it. It was good, but I got like a third of the way through. I had to wrap it up, put it in the freezer.
Fuck. If you guys ever want to have some good fucking candy, there's this place over in New Albany called the New Albany Sugar Shop. And it's good. They've got like a massive selection of all the fucking normal shit. And then they also do homemade fucking candies. And it's so good. They've got like 30-something different saltwater taffies, if you like those.
Oh, I love saltwater taffy.
Like, they've got the normals, and then they've got some fucking weird ones. Like, you get buttered popcorn.
Okay.
So good. And they've got a pickle one. The pickle one's awful. You eat it, and it tastes exactly like you're eating a really chewy fucking pickle.
No.
And it's one of those things you've got to try, because, God, that's weird.
But it's like with the jelly beans, where they make buttered popcorn.
Yeah.
And then a booger flavor.
Oh,
a
hotter one.
You get that centipede.
Yeah, I didn't try the booger one. I wasn't sure.
My kids got that one. That was a thing. Yeah. Where it was a mystery flavor and some of them were gross.
Yeah. I used to have this little fucking thing that was like a game where you had to like either take a shot or fucking eat a weird jelly bean, and there was a little spinner that decided which one you had or whatever.
We used to do that with Monopoly, where we'd like... Every time you'd like land on someone's property, we'd like we had just a bunch of random liquid, and we'd mix up the grossest fucking shots we could come up with, and make the person drink it.
This one's called a concrete mixer or $300. Take your pick.
Isn't concrete mixer a real drink?
It is, and it is not good.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
What is it?
It's like Bailey's and a lemon juice.
Oh no!
And you've got to like mix it together in your mouth, and it just curdles. It's like.
Yeah, because the acid cuts up all the dairy in there. Yeah. Oh.
It, like, turns into cheese.
That's why concrete.
The concrete, yeah.
That sucks. That's, like, two things I like that don't go together at all.
I mean, lemon juice is wonderful. And Bailey's is obviously wonderful, yes.
Yeah.
But really lemon juice.
Yeah, mix them together, and it's, like, monster. There's some other shit in there, too, but
that's just,
like, the main...
Yeah, that's something like I wouldn't be able to keep it down. I'd get thrown out of the bar because I'd throw up on the bar. And...
It's supposed to be fucking gross.
What's that thing they do at Left Field Lounge?
Shot of the Devil?
Yeah, where they set it on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty fun.
Did that on my 21st with this guy.
Yeah, I did it once. Yeah, I think we turned Amanda on her 21st and then we just start taking everybody there.
Did the Bambi walk.
I've done the Bambi walk.
It was a different version of the Bambi walk.
We did drive down to Kiko's later on.
And then Cahoots. Because we just ended it at Cahoots, I think, usually.
The Bambi walk didn't make any sense the way it's laid out. Like, you start out at a bar where you can't even take a shot. Like, you have to start out with beer at the Bambi. I don't know if it's still like that. But when I went, like, they didn't sell liquor at the Bambi. So it was like, you're like just drinking beer.
Weird.
Like, you
what
start with liquor.
Of, what the hell sort of bar doesn't sell liquor?
I think we did drink beer there, yeah.
Yeah.
I work at a coffee shop that sells fucking beer on tab. You could fucking...
I just thought that was wild. It's and then you have to walk forever before you even get to any of the liquor. So it's like...
That's what the beer is for.
Yeah.
You just like take it with you.
We made it to Phoenix Hill before Phoenix Hill closed down. And then we just ended up skipping go to Cafe 360 at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Because it was the only place open.
Yeah.
If y'all ever worked there, you'll never eat there again if you worked there.
Oh, I've heard that.
I've eaten there, and I don't know if I want to eat there ever again.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
The only other option at like 4 in the morning is Burger Boy.
You gotta put on like mental blinders when you go eat there. Which is alcohol.
Yeah. So this mental blinders. You drink and you're tired.
8 years ago, but they fucked up a club sandwich.
Yeah.
There. How can you, like, because that's what, like, I just started getting there because everything was fucked up. Like, you can't fuck up a club. They figured out a way to fuck it up. It was, shit was all,
oh, shit.
Was all burnt, fucking cut, like, all stupid and shit. Where, like, again, like, there's a piece like this big, and then another piece like
toothpicks
this.
Toothpicks coming out of the sides.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
And they make
the tomatoes with toothpicks.
Like, they would make good potato salad. Put it on your plate and then throw it under the heater.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, it'd be rough.
Get a concrete mixer on the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, at a certain point of the night, you gotta be drunk to be working. Fucking God.
I worked there for like 6 weeks, like a long time ago. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a disaster. Those fryers run 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it. Yeah, they'd have to be.
And we'd change them out once a week. Close on Sunday night.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was nasty.
Dude. Okay.
They didn't have a chance to clean them out. They were just running.
They were always open.
160 hours or a week.
Yeah. You gotta have, like, some kind of rotation system in place.
Yeah.
I mean, they had two fryers, too. That's the thing. They could have done one, and then...
Yeah,
well, yeah, but you know that as soon as you start cleaning one fryer, fucking 40 people are gonna come in and be like, I want literally French fries.
Yeah.
Give me 70 orders of French fries. Yep. Fucking...
Or, yeah, or they want the catfish, or some chicken, or, like, fried chicken.
I would not risk the catfish.
Yeah.
That's a death sentence.
That's your last meal right there.
If I'm eating cheap catfish, I'm going to the hood, like, where it's, like, Polish sausages, fried chicken, the yellow sign with all the stuff on it.
That's the good spot.
Doesn't matter which one you go to, the fish is definitely... safer there. Chicago Steak and Lemonade on 26th and Broadway.
That's good.
Where you can get all that stuff, and they play horror movies on the TV.
Yeah.
Like bloody fucking horror movies. People with their families sitting there eating.
That's awesome.
That's a place to eat.
We were there one time, and like Texas Chainsaw Massacre had just ended, and then they had some weird Alec Baldwin movie. But he was a scientist in the United States, but in one of the territories, not on the continent. Like the Virgin Islands or Puerto Rico, where you can really do some fucked up shit, and it's legal. You know, doing tests on people and stuff. And it's basically one of those. Some guy jumped in the water, caught something, and then he became a specimen for Alec Baldwin. Some lady had to bust him out. And
that sounds awful.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to... any place in the United States that's not an official state.
Oh, I mean,
it's not one of the 50. Oh, yeah, it's Alec Baldwin.
Sounds like
so you might
not
have to deal with fucking Alec Baldwin. But...
he's actually getting charged.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that for that. Yeah, he shot, what was it, like the camera person, like camera director or something
that? Somebody on the crew.
And it was determined that, what was it, that he, not that he knew it was loaded, but it was determined that his shot fired that bullet, his finger hit the gun or the trigger and hit the
He wasn't using safety measures or anything like that.
No, he's probably like I'm like fucking Baldwin.
Yeah.
I'll shoot a man if I want to.
Was he the only one that got charged? Like nobody on the actual safety crew?
I think they tried to put it on a safety crew person or something. Because
there seems like there's a couple dominoes in that line.
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely went after other people first.
The prop person is like the main person on that.
Right.
They should have checked that.
What I'm wondering is about... I'm still wondering about the Brandon Lee shooting when they were making The Crow. Because that... I'm sorry, dude. That shit was way too much. Have y'all seen Game of Death, Bruce Lee?
Mm-hmm.
I have, but it's been a long time.
Well, basically, he gets shot in the beginning while filming, and they did the same exact thing to Brandon Lee. Like, it's supposed to be a fake bullet, but it was a real bullet. They Game of Death'd him to, add insult to injury.
That's wild.
And I don't think anybody really got in trouble for that. They're like, oh, it was an accident.
No, but the dude, the actor that that pulled the trigger, though, like, had, like, a fucking breakdown right after that.
Well, shit,
like,
I would, too.
Yeah.
And, like, he quit acting for the longest time. He's like, I fucking killed somebody, and nobody, you know, I mean, it wasn't his fault, you know, I mean, he was just doing his, well, doing his part of the movie, but...
I guess in that, you could honestly say he was just a mechanism for killing, because he didn't load that gun.
Right.
Although he technically pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
There wasn't like intent.
Wasn't there like a fragment of one of the older rounds or something that was lodging and then the dummy pushed it out? I'm trying to think if that was that one or if that was a different incident.
It might have been a different incident, but I really don't remember the, like, the exact detail.
I'll probably go down a rabbit hole tonight now.
Yeah. That's a good... yeah.
Looking up the laws on McMahon's order.
But that was like... yeah. It was pretty sad.
You know what I'm going to do after this?
What?
Go back and continue my... I'm having a... my own personal horror fest.
Oh, fuck.
September starts, and so me and Amanda have just been watching, like, everything.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Think about watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre tonight.
Always a solid one.
I've been watching everything I can pirate.
I'm trying to see the second one. I still haven't seen it, but I heard it's so campy and crazy.
What,
and
Chainsaw?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's awful, yeah. But it's fun.
They do the Breakfast Club, like, photo op. Yeah.
Like, yeah. The first part of that movie is so ridiculous with... I won't ruin it for you, but it's great. It's on something. I'll look it up.
I watched clips on YouTube recently.
I think it's on... it might be on Tubi or something.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, everything's on Tubi.
Tubi rules.
Tubi is really convenient.
It's sometimes free, we'll and they have every, like... especially, like, as far as, like, horror goes.
Yeah.
What's the one Ken Forey was in?
Three.
Okay.
Leatherface.
And that's like, Leatherface didn't have any family by that time. He outlived everybody. It was just him by himself. Yeah. I don't know how he's taking care of himself.
And then there's the one with Matthew McConaughey.
I was about to say, yeah, there's one with Matthew McConaughey. Like,
really?
Before he got big or anything. It was like one of his early, early roles.
Damn.
And Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on HBO Max. So, if you have that.
Yeah.
I'll probably pirate it.
I got yours.
Yeah, definitely watch it. Chop Top.
Oh, yeah. It's Bill Moseley's
great.
In it. It's
awesome.
Fuck
yeah. Love me some Bill Moseley.
Yeah, what did I watch? Dog Will Hunt.
Leatherface had like a brand new chainsaw in part 3. Shit was all glistening.
Yeah. I think it said the Solis family on the side of the blade.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always kind of... they never really put much backstory to that. I mean, you go into the Ed Gein thing, but they don't really talk about how the fictitious family...
like, well, have you seen the newer ones? They go into it a little bit more. Like,
I saw the
couple
first
Netflix
remake.
Ones.
The last one was cool. It was kind of cheesy, but I dug it.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Except the Netflix one.
Yeah, they had two that were on Netflix for a while.
I refused to watch it.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, give it a chance.
It's worth it. Yeah. It's worth watching. Like, you know, I mean, if I went back and watched it a second time, I don't know if I'd like it, but the first time around, like the new Halloween, I rewatched it. I'm like, that was fucking terrible.
So there's another fucking Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like the Rob Zombie ones. I know it's a polarizing take, but...
I like the first one.
Yeah, I like the first one.
That second one, that dream...
yeah, no.
Illusion, hallucination shit, nah.
I'm not a big Rob Zombie fan in general, honestly.
I liked White Zombie back in the day.
Yeah, I was a big White Zombie.
Before he went solo.
Yeah.
I liked House of a Thousand Corpses, but...
That's a good
Rob
Zombie, The Monsters.
No.
It's fucking weird.
I couldn't get through it. Like, we tried to watch it. We were
that's
like 10
mess.
Minutes in.
It's
we're like,
is Sherry Moon Marilyn?
Yeah. No. She's Lily.
Okay, whatever. Fine.
Like, I enjoyed it, but I enjoyed literally everything. So, fucking...
yeah, you'd be watching some real off-the-wall stuff every time I go over to your house.
Yeah.
Like... yeah, it's just weird seeing Herman Munster and it's not Fred Gwynn. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Like, what else was he in? Pet Sematary and My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah. He's the judge.
Yeah, and he was amazing in it. Talk about, like, a goofball movie that had, like, a crazy, amazing lineup. Fucking Fred Gwynn, Ralph Macchio, Joe Pesci, and then Marissa Tomei just stole the show.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, what's up?
Nothing. I was.
I mean, interrupt.
No. No, not at all. Not at all, dear friend.
Thank you.
Dear friend.
I was just gonna. I noticed Shannon has some cool horror movie tattoos. So I figure you all are into horror movies, right?
Yeah. Find out what everybody's favorite is.
Well, yeah, I was also gonna go over what I've watched so far and get everybody's little opinion. Now, the one new one that I never saw was Train to Busan. Have you all seen that?
Watch it.
No, I watched it. It was on my list. I did watch it. Okay. Yeah.
So that's the newer movie. Okay.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
That's the what is that? South Korean? Is that that one?
Could be.
With the zombies on the train?
And they made a sequel to that.
Yeah.
And I cannot think of what the name of it is.
I don't think I've watched anything from Korea.
But it's cool. Something now where you can stream it for free.
Yeah, it's on TV or Pluto. It's on one of the free ones.
Fuck yeah.
So you're the only one besides me that's seen it. So you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool, man. I liked it.
And it's called Train to Busan.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty cool. I want to see how they do movies too, because I was getting into the Hong Kong stuff, like Ip Man, and I don't know all that stuff surrounding that before Hong Kong got annihilated.
I'll tell you what it's on right now. It's on Peacock and Pluto and Prime and Tubi and Freevee. Yeah, and Plex. And Roku channel.
Is on 123movies.com.
Yeah. So it's everywhere. So you can totally watch it. Yeah. Last night I watched Dr. Sleep.
That's good. I love that.
I'm going to be that guy. I read the book first. So.
I'm a big Stephen King fan. So.
Yeah, me too. And the book was way better than the movie. But
see, if there's a movie, I'm not reading the book.
It's solid though. It has a good tie into The Shining. So.
It is good though. It is cool, but some of it is really fucking hard to watch. All the stuff with the kids and stuff.
I don't like anything where shit's happening to kids.
It's really hard to watch. There's one scene where I heard that the actress was like that she had to keep stopping. Was like, I really don't want to do this. Like it was, like the adult.
Yeah.
Was like, I don't want
to
do this.
Yeah.
But that and animals always get to me.
Yeah, yeah, that was but it's worth checking out if you like The Shining and
Ian McGregor's great, man.
Yeah, he is. He really is. Is Danny Torrance grown up? I mean, get to the old school now. Slightly before the season started, but I did watch Nightmare on Elm Street 1 and 2.
I need to watch that one.
Classic.
Sucks so bad.
Oh yeah,
you gotta watch it.
You gotta get to Dream Warriors and
those Dream Warriors is like my favorite.
Yeah, I am a Dream Warrior.
And the first one,
classic. Yeah.
Yeah, that first and third are my favorites. I like 6 because they kind of went back, you know, and put some backstory to it. But 4 and 5 sucked balls. They killed Cool Breeze in part 4 at the beginning.
Yeah.
And, they killed all the kids from 3.
Yeah.
They killed them all. But Cool Breeze was my favorite because he's like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, dude, I'm at Nightmare 3. I might watch that tonight. I might double feature it.
Yeah, I usually do.
So.
I still watch 2 every once in a while because I don't know, dude. Like, part of me wants to, it's like, what made him go this route? Because it's like they took Freddy, like they made Freddy a different type of entity almost.
Yeah.
Or he came out differently, I should say. And then by 3, they just go back to the 1 formula.
Yeah.
Like where he's just getting you in your dreams.
Let's not do that again.
Right. But I did like the part where he busts out of Jesse's body and he's at the swimming party and everybody's freaking out. And dude's like, hey, man. We just want to help. And he's like, help yourself, fucker. I was like, fuck yeah, cut some kids out. And those kids all looked 25 anyway, so it didn't bother me. Yeah.
You know what I watched that I never actually watched all the way through, only some parts?
What?
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, nice. So good.
So, Yeah, very everybody's good. Seen that.
Yeah.
I kind of missed the boat on that.
What'd y'all think about Hannibal?
It was okay. I mean, it was hard to compare to Silence, well, but...
I didn't like the... Who was the guy that played her partner who kept saying that one thing? He's like, I'm just trying to get in that country piece of ass or something. Like, he kept saying the same stupid line, and then he keeps saying it while Anthony Hopkins is eating his brain.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, this is gross, but dude kind of had it coming.
So was that a sequel or a prequel?
It was a sequel, but it was like, it came out a lot later, but it was set to be like a lot later, I think.
Yeah. Red Dragon was a prequel.
Yeah.
And then they came out with really, like his origin story, the Hannibal, what was that called? I can't remember.
Hannibal Lecter. Penis.
I think it was just called Lecter or something like that. It was his origin story. He was, like, real young, and he was, like, in the war. It was okay.
Yeah. Something must have messed him up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably going to get to some of the sequels of that. Speaking of sequels, I watched the original Psycho, and I finally checked out Psycho 2.
What? There's a 2?
I didn't know there was a 2.
And you know what?
Do we need to talk about it? I'm just kidding.
It's worth watching.
It's not Hitchcock?
No, but it's cool. It's cool. Like, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Psycho 2?
I have, but it's been a long time. I don't remember much of it.
Yeah, it's...
I did like the birds.
It's a good story. And it's pretty cool, actually.
Psycho, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs, all based off of Ed Gein, though.
Yep, that's true.
I didn't realize Silence of the Lambs. Oh, what? Buffalo Bill.
Would you fuck me?
I like the Joe Dirt version better, though. Yeah. It does what it's told while he's tongue kissing the dog. Yeah. And he's just doing it in exchange for, like, the... What was it? Like, the bargain mark they used to have back in the day? The auto and RV.
The auto mark magazine.
It's like, I'm putting the lotion on the skin. Now, come on, where is it? Oh, damn it! And it just sends him down with the... Yeah.
And the last one I watched. The Exorcist, one of my favorite movies.
They're remaking that.
I know. Have you seen the trailer?
I have.
I think I'm going to see that
yeah,
night.
I'll see it.
Did you all see The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
There's a lot of those movies. I can't even really tell which one's which, honestly.
I don't like a lot of, like, newer movies trying to reference older movies, but since that, you know, they went with the origin story, it was pretty disturbing. The story itself was, you know, was good, but it was when they would show her all contorted.
Like
people get during an exorcism, and, you know, that's what got me.
Have you not seen the trailer for the new one?
No.
Oh, have y'all? Recommend. Check it out.
Yeah, it's wild. The new Exorcist. Yeah. The
Believer?
Yeah, I think so. And the lady who played the mom in the original is reprising her role again, yeah. And it's... Dude, it looks dope.
Is it an actual remake, or they...
It's like a sequel.
I know the guy who directed... It's going to be doing The Exorcist. He's the one that did these last three Halloween movies. So I think...
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's his name? David Gordon Green?
Yeah.
So
I think it's a sequel.
Fuck.
I think it's a true sequel.
Because I heard that he was going to do this Exorcist story, you know, these new movies like he did with the Halloween film. So I don't know.
I like parts of the new Halloween.
I just didn't like Halloween Ends. I thought the first one was solid, but I still need to see that. And the second one was pretty cool, I thought, because they brought everybody back.
Right.
But the third one was just like the whole other story that they had going on. I was just like, it just was unnecessary, and having some teenager smack Mike around, I didn't buy it.
You're not gonna get Mike like that.
I was confused by that entire subplot. How is he like? Is he like possessed, or is he like getting his powers? What is going on with this kid?
So okay, I didn't get to see any of those Halloweens, but okay. So does it take place after the first one or after the second one?
No, the second one doesn't exist in this year.
I kind of just goes straight to that.
Okay.
If you watch part six,
yeah,
it's The Curse of Michael Myers, and then they came out with the producer's cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is way better.
Well, where it has him screaming at the end, yeah, and he sees
it. So it goes more in depth about how he, you know, went about, you know.
Yeah, they cut so much out of it.
Something to do with the rune stones or something
they
like
that. They carved that rune into him when he was a baby, right, or when he was a kid or something. Yeah.
It's like four different mythologies going on in that series.
Because it also references, like, part one, you know, it's like, how the fuck did he learn how to drive? Well, somebody must have taught him. And in part six, he's like,
how do you think? I taught him.
We went to the DMV and everything.
He's got a license.
Yeah, I did like six, but they cut out so much of it that when you watch the original version of it, I mean, not the producer's cut, it really doesn't make any sense.
No,
there's just
no.
So much shit there. It's like, what? Like, because it just jumps. Like, especially at the end, it looks like they're like, hey, we're running out of time. Just wrap that shit up. Yeah. And they were like, all right.
Yeah, like season five of Boardwalk Empire, where they were like, we're just going to end it after this next season. And then, no, you know, they just sped it up. Made Steve Buscemi 20 years older and missed a bunch of stuff. Anyway, I got sidetracked. So, any other sequels?
No, but another one that it's going to be on streaming, but my son Trey is making me take him to the theaters to see the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, which I am kind of psyched to see it, though.
Yeah.
So what is that? Because I keep hearing about it.
It's a video game.
Yeah, you've never heard of Five Nights at Freddy's?
No.
It's like a point-and-click kind of horror game.
Like House of the Dead or something?
No.
No, it's
just,
like,
it's
you're
it's
a security guard.
Yeah. Like,
and
the general,
like a Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing.
The
and
story
all
is, like, excessively deep. There's, like, 15 fucking games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, catch up on the lore of the video games, you need to watch, like, a fucking 3-hour YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's,
where they've, like, pieced it all together and you can just watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that with the South Park video games.
It's cool, though. And I think the movie and Matthew Lillard's in it.
God love Matthew Lillard. Yep.
SLC Punk Scream.
He's playing. I know that.
Yeah, he's
I missed
the dude.
Hackers. Yes. He's like, I made a compilation tape of with all people who died choking on their own vomit.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, Mama Cass.
And you know what? I don't care what anybody says. And don't forget Shaggy. He was awesome as Shaggy.
Oh, yeah.
He was a great Shaggy.
Fucking Joel 13
Shaggy.
Ghosts.
Yes.
Long time ago, but I don't remember much of it.
Aren't they remaking that?
I think they're making a sequel. Yeah, some shit like that.
I'd see it. I wish they'd do another Cabin in the Woods. Did y'all see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that
that's
movie.
Real good.
That's one of my favorite movies. Like,
can't knock out
movies.
The cabin door?
No.
Oh,
no, no,
I thought you were talking about the Batista
dude,
movie.
Who did that? Who directed that? He stole it from somebody, but the guy who made the first Marvel movie. I know it's running something.
Is that Whedon, dude?
Yeah, Josh Whedon.
Yeah.
Josh Whedon.
Yeah.
Did Buffy?
Never seen
Buffy.
Yeah.
Came into the Woods.
Did you all watch the old? You never seen
movie.
The old Buffy?
I've never seen any Buffy.
Oh, from the '80s.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's been a while.
Early '90s. Yeah.
It's on HBO Max.
I highly recommend it.
Can everybody agree with me on this?
Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's kind of it's kind of bad, but
it's
really
good
enjoyable.
Way.
Yeah.
You basically get to watch all horror movies at the same time in one movie.
Yeah,
basically.
Like without like.
See,
yeah,
that's what Terrifier was like, and then that one scene Terrifier. Happened, and then I realized I had a limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how everybody always knows which scene, too. I thought I was cool. I thought I could handle anything, and once that happened, I was like, nope.
So you haven't watched part two?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, that's too much for me. Yeah, that's too much.
After the hacksaw scene, I called Donnie up, cussed him out, and everything.
That's
I was like, what
the one scene in part two,
it goes wrong.
They have to have Danny.
Yeah.
Well, I heard it's
the bleach and the salt and all that.
I heard it's bad, but it happens to a dick. As opposed to, sorry, excuse my language.
No, there's
it's just harder to see it happen to a lady. I don't know.
No,
I mean, it hurts to think
right
about anyway.
Yeah. But no, there is a scene. The scene he's talking about is like over the top violent, like crazy,
just
like,
fucking brutal.
Damn.
I mean, like, quick spoiler for everyone.
You can't unsee it.
But there's part of her skin is ripped off, is all I will say, and he gets salt and bleach, like hard he was saying.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, hard and bath.
Come on, art.
It's clean. It's clean.
Oh, at least he's sanitary.
Yeah. My soul isn't, though, after watching it.
Oh, it's so good, though. Oh, like, be clean. The Terrifier movies, in my opinion, are like the best of the new batch of horror movies.
Really?
And he's already making a part three.
And he brought the gun into it, though. I like that, how like a slasher finally brought a 12-gauge in, saw it off. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, dude.
Because then Scream, Ghostface or whatever, you know, Scream started... Yeah. You know, busting caps and people too.
I think Art the Clown's the new guy, like the new Freddy or Jason. Like, gross.
I had to hit the space bar button and then just like shut my laptop down.
What did Art start out in? He was in a different movie.
All Hallows Eve.
That's right. Yep.
Wait, have you seen that?
Oh, yes, so that's another Art movie. Art the Clown.
It was like. There was like an anthology movie, right? Like it was a bunch of different stories. Art was just one of them.
It was kind of like Trick or Treat style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's kind of like a creep show or Tales of the Crypt.
Kind of.
It's
but in movie form.
Dude, it'll bother you.
Yeah, that one was good. I like that one.
No.
I mean, I could deal with like some of it, but yeah, just that one scene just got me. I'm like, all right, you made your point.
It was brutal.
Yeah, it's it's cool though. Yeah, I like All Hallows Eve, but I like the Terrifier ones better. I mean, that was.
I mean, I'll give them an A for effort. Like, they went there with it. And they put a lot of things from different horror movies in there, too. Like, they had a little, like, knockoff Neve Campbell.
Here we go with the knockoff Neve Campbell.
Well, she was. I mean, I liked it, though. She looked like Neve Campbell. It's like they were deliberately doing that. Like to bring some screen to it.
Terrifier, but I need to stick to my list.
Yeah. So, what y'all think of like Barbarian or did y'all see
Barbarian?
That?
Yeah.
Barbarian's
dope. I like the elevated horror movies that are coming out. Like I know they're kind of people are on the fence about them sometimes, but
I've just learned like when White Flight is happening and there's that guy who stays, watch out for him. That dude was ornery, man. And then. What was the other one where they were making the movie?
X. Yeah, X was really good. They came out with the...
I love Pearl.
Yeah, Pearl was the next one.
I didn't see the movie, but I love the character.
I didn't like the movie Pearl.
I thought X was better. And now they're coming out with another one that's like a sequel, I think. Like, instead of a prequel like Pearl was.
It's like a trilogy. Sequel, yeah. And I think it's like she's in Los Angeles or something like that.
Like after X.
Sooner, right,
yeah, I'll definitely
I'll see that.
So was like the ending of X, did it seem like it had come, now I'm coming from a perspective having not seen Pearl come out afterwards, but was it supposed to have like come full circle within that story, because she's like, you don't even know who you are, talking to that girl who's like, I'm a sex symbol, and like it, because then you see like Pearl come out and it's that chick playing a young Pearl. So I didn't know if there was some weird
there is like a parallel to it, but it doesn't necessarily directly, it's just they have very similar like lives going on or similar aspirations.
So there wasn't some weird time thing where same person. Okay, no. I didn't think so, but I had to ask. But that was an interesting movie. And
Smile was another good one.
Still haven't seen that.
Is that M. Night Shyamalan?
No.
I think it was something else then.
Is that where they're giving people $150s across the sides of their faces on their mouth?
It's like, they're like demons like that make scars. You like, I didn't really understand the premise of that, honestly.
I just heard.
It's like, have you ever seen Fallen? When Denzel Washington, it's a lot like that.
No, that's the one Denzel I haven't seen.
Oh, that's good. John Goodman.
Oh, John Goodman and Denzel. Mm-hmm. No shit.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't want to
hold everybody hostage or anything.
Yeah, it's about that time.
All right.
We want to thank FMK so much. And new music is coming when?
Soon.
Probably this week,
All right. Gonna drop a single.
Yeah, we got a two-song. Yep. Two-song single.
Hell yeah.
Nice. What's the name should we be looking for?
Devil on My Shoulder.
All right.
It's going to be our A-side, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Devil on My Shoulder, FMK, and they are playing October 5th.
Well, first...
And 6th.
Oh.
They're this Sunday, because I'm going to try and rush this out tonight.
Okay.
So, Sunday at, what's the date? 17th?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
At Highland Tap Room with Alex Casnell and the Board of Directors.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And they're going to be our guests next episode.
Yeah, next nice. Episode.
Nice.
And
with the partners and pals.
And then what? There's Air Devils October 6th.
Yeah, we're going to be.
October 6th.
Yes.
And the 5th, we're playing at.
Never Say Die.
Never Say Die.
Oh, yeah.
And the 7th, we're playing wherever up there.
At the Treehouse, yep.
And then Pumpkin Guts is coming soon afterwards, like.
The 13th?
Yeah,
13th. We're playing with Pumpkin Guts on the.
Yeah.
We're a little jealous we're not on that. Just saying. No, I'm just kidding.
We're playing with Jake's Mistakes.
Yeah,
oh, they're cool. Yeah.
I love them.
Well, yeah, last time they were here, they hit us up, and that's actually when we came and met you all.
Yep.
And yeah, they came over the next morning and did an interview.
I was not present, so it wasn't a real episode.
I was so hungover.
I imagine.
But yeah, that's gonna be a lot of fun. We got a lot of fun shows
sick.
Coming up. Especially at Air Devils.
Yeah. Oh, and we can't tell you too much, but look for the FMK and the Response towards the end of the year is all I'm going to say. Just keep your eyes open. We got some fun stuff planned.
Yeah.
We're tag teaming your mom. I don't
know. As long as she consents. Because we have manners. And but thank you all for coming on. It's been having us.
So much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. So, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We will do this again. But we're such a huge podcast that we're so booked up, so just be patient. We'll definitely do it again.
No, be patient. I can't wait. After this one, let's do another one.
Yes.
Yeah. We're always down for, like, revisits, too, because we like to check in with everybody. And...
Especially you all bring cookies with you.
I'll bring cookies.
We bribed you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You all are, like, just bump yourself on the list, like, a lot.
Unless, I feel like Jimmy Humphreys and FMK would be a good combination with the Halloween candy and movies. And
who now?
This guy named Jimmy Humphreys. He used to... There's a flyer for it. I Eat Poop. It was a public access show back in the day. And they would get into all types of shit. They filmed parts of shows, skaters doing hijinks, just all types of stuff.
They redid, like, parts of movies and stuff, too.
But he's, you know, he makes content, I guess, and he's always... He's very festive. He's our
holiday expert.
Yeah, he brings, like, candy corns for Halloween and other candies, and then Christmas he has his whole thing he does. But I feel like you guys and him would jive really well.
Yeah.
I also think that, just based off that. Fun.
Yeah.
Had me at I Eat Poop.
Yeah.
I Eat Poop. I want to eat poop.
They were genius. And it's cool because, like, if they ran into... They would just stop random people on Bardstown Road. But, yeah.
Here, dude.
Anyway, Donnie's, like, eating cookies. Yeah, you need to stop. Yeah, I'm going to tell your wife. I'm going to tell your daughter.
No.
This should be busting out in her, like... In her black crow outfit and grabbing his arm, be like, that's bad for you.
Yeah, dude, she straight up, like, creeped up behind me and was like, grabbed my hand as I was putting a donut in my mouth. She's like, and so,
morphine
I looked out
bad
that,
for
that
you.
She's goth, too, so she's, like, in all her, like, long black leather stuff and just, it appeared out of the shadows. It was kind of cool. But, yeah. So, one more cookie and then,
One more cookie, and then one more cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
I'll go smoke a cigarette, so
except
that way
maybe
I don't
one
need
more
any
cookie.
More cookies.
Yeah.
All right, we love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you, FMK.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christina? Is it Christine or Christina?
Christina.
Okay.
Christine's a good movie.
Well, I knew Christine, and I always get the two mixed up. So, my bad. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
For the
cookies.
For the baked goods.
Car.
So, we love you and, yeah, stuff.
Good night, tri-state area.
Be, what is it that Jerry Springer said?
Be gay, do crime. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, okay.